Today is April 11th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News now has 6 newsletters? We recently added an audio, video, and live events newsletter and are now launching our bi-weekly China report. To sign up, visit spacenews.com/newsletters.
Here are today's top headlines in space. The Space Force said its approach to using commercial technologies is validated by a new executive order. For some capabilities, such as strategic communications and positioning, navigation and timing, commercial alternatives may not exist. The Space Force's top general says the Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative will not be a single system, but instead a combination of programs. The Office of Space Commerce's Space Traffic Coordination System has moved into its next step in development. And an Indian space propulsion startup is establishing a U.S. presence.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that the Space Force said its approach to using commercial technologies is validated by a new executive order. The executive order, titled Modernizing Defense Acquisitions and Spurring Innovation in the Defense Industrial Base, was released Wednesday and aims to reform the Department of Defense's procurement processes by prioritizing commercial products and streamlining defense acquisitions. Colonel Richard Nicely, head of the Commercial Space Office within the Space Force's Space Systems Command, described the directive as an exclamation point on initiatives already underway to modernize how the Pentagon procures space-based capabilities. Those efforts include a report, expected to be completed in a couple months, to examine requirements for programs to see which can be fulfilled by commercial or international capabilities. For some capabilities, such as strategic communications and positioning, navigation and timing, PNT, commercial alternatives may not exist. Space Systems Command officials said at Space Symposium that while the service is looking for commercial capabilities wherever possible, those options won't fit every single need. They cited the stringent requirements of communications needed for nuclear command and control, as well as the challenge of creating a fully commercial alternative to GPS. The Space Force's top general says the Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative will not be a single system but instead a combination of programs. General Chance Saltzman, Chief of Space Operations, said at Space Symposium this week that there will not be a single contract for Golden Dome, instead bringing in multiple programs. The Pentagon is working on the architecture of Golden Dome to show how a comprehensive shield protecting the United States against an array of missile threats could be created, but Saltzman said the Defense Department is nowhere near completing that plan. The Office of Space Commerce's Space Traffic Coordination System has moved into its next step in development. The office said at Space Symposium this week that TRAXIS, or Traffic Coordination System for Space, moved into version 1.1 in March, with upgrades that include taking in satellite position data directly from satellite operators. The office is also moving ahead on the presentation layer, or web interface, for TRAXIS after a GAO protest from a company that lost the competition for that contract. That interface will begin beta testing in August and enter full service by January 2026. An Indian space propulsion startup is establishing a U.S. presence. Bellatrix Aerospace, a startup developing satellite electric and chemical propulsion systems, said Thursday it hired a former Astra and Terran orbital executive as the head of a new U.S. subsidiary with plans to establish a facility in the United States to produce thrusters. That facility would support localized production, testing, and delivery of propulsion systems to enable faster turnaround times and closer collaboration with U.S.-based customers. Bellatrix said it is in advanced discussions with several satellite manufacturers in the U.S. about using Bellatrix thrusters. In other news, China launched the third in a series of classified experimental GEO satellites Thursday. A Long March 3B rocket lifted off at 12:47 p.m. Eastern from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center and placed the TJS-17 satellite into orbit. The Shanghai Academy of Spaceflight Technology, which built the satellite, said it will be used to test multi-band high-speed satellite communications, but offered few other details. TJS-17 appears linked to TJS-15 and TJS-16, two other satellites launched last month, With signs, a fourth satellite could join them. Vast has signed up 3 more payload partners for its Haven 1 station. The company said this week that Japan Manned Space Systems Corporation, Interstellar Lab, and Exobiosphere will fly research payloads on Haven 1, set to launch no earlier than next May. They join Redwire and Yuri, which previously announced plans for payloads in the station's mid-deck locker accommodations. Vast separately announced Thursday an agreement with CASIS, the organization that operates the International Space Station National Lab, to cooperate on research on any private astronaut missions Vast flies to the ISS. Space manufacturing startup. SpaceForge believes space could be key to advancing domestic semiconductor manufacturing in the United States. The company said Thursday it hired technology veteran Atul Kumar to set up a semiconductor business in the United States. Kumar said SpaceForge's long-term goal is to establish in-space manufacturing of semiconductors, making use of potential advantages of the space environment, but will also develop terrestrial production of high-quality semiconductor substrates. The company is working on ForgeStar 1, a spacecraft to test in-space manufacturing technologies, with launch planned for later this year. Firefly Aerospace won a Defense Department contract for a responsive spacecraft mission. The company said this week it won a contract for the Defense Innovation Unit's Sinequone project. Firefly will provide its Elytra spacecraft for that mission, which will perform a series of responsive on-orbit tasks, including space domain awareness operations in low Earth orbit. The mission is scheduled to launch as soon as 2027. The company did not disclose the value of the contract. New York Times reports that the Defense Department has relieved a Space Force colonel of command of a Greenland base. The Pentagon said Thursday that Colonel Susan Myers was removed from her post commanding Patuffik Space Base for loss of confidence in her ability to lead. That came after a report revealed an email she sent after the visit to the base last month by Vice President J.D. Vance, where he said that Denmark was not doing enough to protect Greenland. Myers, in her email to base staff, said his comments are not reflective of Patuffik Space Base. The base, previously known as Thule Air Base, plays a key role in missile and space object tracking. The Houston Chronicle reports that Texas senators want to move a space shuttle to Houston. Senators John Cornyn, Republican, Texas, and Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, said Thursday they introduced a bill that would require NASA and the Smithsonian to move the shuttle Discovery, currently on display at the National Air and Space Museum's Udvar-Hazy Center in Virginia, to Houston. The senators argued that Houston was shortchanged when NASA failed to pick Houston nearly 15 years ago as one of the homes for the shuttle orbiters as they were retired, claiming political interference kept Houston from being selected. A report by NASA's Inspector General found no evidence for political interference, with NASA instead prioritizing how many people would see the orbiters in its selection decision.